particularly someone who might want to run for president as an outsider, I guess the moment I thought, hey, I should write something on this guy or at least find out a little more, was I saw a clip of him on MSNBC on a weekend TV show there, and he was just doing an interview and talking about his views on healthcare reform and the Democratic Party and, you know, the things that he did as governor of Montana. And I thought, hey, this guy sounds like he wants to run for president.
So you gave him a call and talked to him for quite a while, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's right. He actually called me. I was looking to see, well, when he's on the East Coast, of course, I'm based in Washington, D.C. When he's on the East Coast next, maybe I can, go up to New York or see him here in D.C. and have some time. And so I got in touch with his assistant and asked him, can you get me in touch? And then a couple hours later, Schweitzer called me himself and said, hey, I heard you wanted to talk. So we talked for a little over an hour and learned a lot about him. And he was talking to me about just his positions and views on all sorts of things. It sort of reinforced my view that this is somebody who wants to at least flirt with the idea of running for president and being on the national scene.
You wrote in your article about the governor that he wants to, quote, position himself as the progressive populist wing of the Democratic Party.
That's right. It seems to me that the best way for a Democratic would-be candidate to position himself for 2016 is in response to Hillary Clinton. I think everybody believes that Hillary Clinton is going to run for president and has a very good opportunity to win the nomination and win the presidency. So how do you break through? I think you have to differentiate yourself. He's, I think, arguing that he is a progressive, that he is more progressive, more liberal than Hillary Clinton is, that he speaks for a more progressive viewpoint within the party, and also that he's a populist, that he is attempting to appeal to the people as opposed to Hillary Clinton, who he might argue, or other Democrats might argue, appeals too much to a sort of a Wall Street third way new Democrat, much like her husband Bill Clinton. He's definitely positioning himself as the anti-Hillary Clinton in that sense. So I think combined with his political profile in Montana, which I think I mentioned some of the things that that your listeners would know about, his veto cattle brand and some of the other very populist stunts he pulled as governor, I think that all that combines with his political identity, and that's who he is, and that's the kind of candidate I think he would be.
Certainly Montana Democrats would agree that he was a populist governor. There are a lot of progressive Montana Democrats who would take issue with labeling the governor progressive, especially on environmental issues, since he is so unabashedly pro-coal.
That's right, and as I also point out in the piece, he's also unabashedly pro-Second Amendment, which not only progressives in Montana, I imagine progressives across the country might balk at his candidacy for being so sort of pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun. I think his favorite quote about gun control is, you control yours, I'll control mine. It doesn't sound like somebody who's going to win the hearts and minds of Democratic base voters. But I think on economic issues, Brian Schweitzer is a progressive. He talks about the corporate influence in both parties. He doesn't like it. He likes to portray himself, I think, as a Democrat who stands up for the little guy. He certainly comes from, I think, a tradition, the sort of union tradition in Montana that a lot of the Democratic Party in Montana draws its from that history. So maybe not the type of progressive some diehards in Montana might want to see as president, but on a national stage, I think he's got a lot of maybe cross-party, cross-cultural appeal. People always say on the left that people are voting for Republicans for cultural reasons, but not for economic reasons. Well, Brian Schweitzer, I think, might be a Democrat who appeals to, maybe more culturally conservative folks, or at least culturally traditional folks, but who may feel that they're getting the raw end of the economic stick here, And in that way, I think he definitely appeals to a sort of progressive view of income inequality and economic fairness.
He likes to refer to the two parties as the corporate party and the corporate light party.
Right. That was a great description. And so it's clearly somebody who's trying to run as an outsider. And again, I think if you're going to run against Hillary Clinton and the political machine she has, the fundraising machine, I don't think those are insurmountable obstacles. But you do have to run as an outsider, and I think he is making the case for himself. We'll see if anybody's buying.
It's interesting, a recent public policy poll shows that among Montana Democrats, Hillary Clinton would easily beat Governor Brian Schweitzer, who was, as you said, a popular governor here.
Well, I think a lot of that may have to do with the fact that nobody's really thought about Brian Schweitzer as a presidential candidate. Look, that probably cuts against the argument for Brian Schweitzer a little bit. But you never know how these things can go, especially this far out from 2016. We're living in a post-Citizens United world where super PACs can raise a whole bunch of money and put their money behind candidates. We saw that a lot in the 2012 Republican primary, but not much, obviously, in the Democratic primary because Barack Obama was unopposed. I think you're going to start seeing in Democratic and liberal circles the same sort of thing happening. You'll have maybe a liberal billionaire or two who decides that Brian Schweitzer's their guy and can get him through, you know, the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary and a few of the other early primaries. And all of a sudden he's looking stronger than even his own fellow Montanans thought. So we're still a long way off. I think my piece sort of just makes the argument that that there's somebody out there saying, I'm not the Hillary Clinton. I'm not the Barack Obama for 2016. I'm sort of the anti Hillary Clinton and the Democratic outsider.
As your article points out, and as you've mentioned, Governor Schweitzer has a flamboyant streak. How do you think that would play nationally? The last couple of Democratic presidential candidates don't fit that category.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I also think that sort of thinking more broadly about the Democratic presidential candidates, the old saw is that Republicans fall in line and Democrats fall in love. And there's a long history of not necessarily flamboyant, but different candidates sort of getting the attention and love of the Democratic base. So I think that Brian Schweitzer is different. I think he has some appeal. You know, I mentioned that MSNBC or that television appearance in which Brian Schweitzer was talking about his time as governor of Montana, and the big sort of idea was that he's a liberal or progressive or at least a Democrat running and winning in a relatively conservative state. So I think that he shares a lot of similarities in that way with Bill Clinton. Maybe he's a little more flamboyant than Bill Clinton was, I could see him as being the type of candidate who could fire up the base. I mean, we saw that again with Howard Dean in 2004. Barack Obama, maybe not flamboyant, but he's certainly able to rile up a crowd and get people excited. And I think that Brian Schweitzer has the opportunity to get people excited about voting for somebody. You know, Hillary Clinton's run again. She's sort of, in many ways, definitely a veteran to the political scene. If Democrats by 2016 are looking for something new, they may see the sort of pizzazz coming from Brian Schweitzer and say, hey, why not him?
Well, your article, Mr. Warren, certainly raised the question that everybody in Montana is asking, and that is, what is Brian Schweitzer's political future at this point? And I have been speaking with Michael Warren, staff writer for the Weekly Standard, who has a new article out about whether Governor Brian Schweitzer will run for president. Mr. Warren, thanks so much. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks for having me.